Welcome to The Living Lutheran for November 2020. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. I have enough memories associated with food to fill this entire Together at the Table issue. But as I read this month's articles, one memory stood out. Whenever family or friends showed up at my grandmother's house, it wouldn't be long before my grandpa would say, "Mama, these folks look hungry. Can we get them a little something to eat?" Depending on the time of day, that could mean something sweet with coffee or a full-blown meal. And no, it didn't matter if you'd just eaten. For me, that little something was pretty big. It meant hospitality, saying grace, friendship, laughter, and all kinds of sharing of blessings and welcome. The different recipes on the cover photo taken by our own talented Rachel Kinsley, which you can't see, represent all of us in our diversity coming together at the table to receive a little something. On page 22, you will hear from readers and synod bishops about the memories of food, traditions, faith, and welcome that we share as we gather at the table. Then we will hear about the hospitality of a food truck ministry, the sharing of holiday meals, and more. And as we honor this year's ordination anniversaries, we'll learn about the women who felt called to share their experiences of God's grace with others at the table. This has been a year of uncertainty, unrest, loss, fear, and so much more. Who even knows what Thanksgiving will be like this year? Yet, as Jesus followers, we are a people of hope who have been blessed by the grace of God. Let us give thanks that all of us together are welcomed, fed, and nourished with a little something big at the Lord's table. Have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving.